بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى عبد الله بن قيس الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعنهم قال: سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الرجل يقاتل شجاعة ويقاتل حميئة ويقاتل ريان، أي ذلك في سبيل الله؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. We read this hadith previously, and in this hadith the gist of it is that a person who fights in the path of Allah Ta'ala to show his bravery, or a person who fights in the path of Allah Ta'ala just for his family's sake, and a person who fights in the path of Allah Ta'ala makes jihad for name and fame, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked who of that will be counted that it is in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave one general ruling that a person who fights in order that the word of Allah, that is the deen of Allah, must reign superior, that will be counted in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We had explained that hadith, and there are a few pertinent few other points also. The hadith explains that the true mujahideen are those who only fight so that the religion of Allah may reign supreme. That is the greatest thing, that deen of Allah Ta'ala must be the highest. That is, that will be counted in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And with our own nafs also, we have got a jihad all the time. Our nafs also wants all other things to be prevalent, but we have to fight our nafs that the deen of Allah in ourselves, in our personal lives, the deen of Allah Ta'ala must be superior. The virtues narrated in the Quran and various ahadith regarding the mujahideen are specific to those who fight for the advancement of the religion of Allah Ta'ala and not for the questionable motives mentioned in this hadith. So our whole object of life must be for ourselves first. Our jihad akbar is to fight our own nafs. And this is our biggest enemy all the time, and shaitan is our enemy, we have to fight them. And then we have to work also so that the deen of Allah Ta'ala becomes supreme and reigns supreme in the world. And we should be afraid and aware that by our words, our actions, we are not putting the deen of Allah down, and that we make other things reign supreme, the ways of other people, etc., and then we want to bring the deen of Allah Ta'ala down. This also comes in various and very subtle forms also. We should be very, very aware of it. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware, and Allah will take us to task accordingly. Despite this, the rulings that apply to a martyr will apply to any Muslim killed in the battlefield. Hence, he will not be bathed and shrouded as a mark of honor. A person, even if he's fighting for name and fame, if he's fighting to show his bravery and he dies on the battlefield, he will be also given that honor, that he won't be given ghusl, and in that clothes of his he will be buried. That is the very special honor that is given to a shaheed. His intention and purpose of fighting are known and left to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we will deal with every person. Even a mufti will give a fatwa according to the outward condition of a person. What is actually in his heart, that is left between him and Allah Ta'ala. In the matters of divorce also, a mufti will give a ruling according to the outward condition. What his actual intention was in his heart, that will be between him and Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, we are commanded that we are not to judge people and see what is in their hearts, which is beyond our capacity in any case. But many times we want to judge that this person is doing this because he has got this intention. No, we have to judge a person just on the outward things, and inwardly what is in his heart, that is between him and Allah Ta'ala. One who fights seeking the reward of the year after or the pleasure of Allah is also included in the reward mentioned in the hadith. a person who is not only fighting that the word of Allah must be superior, but he is fighting or any of his other actions. He is a namazers, anything, so that he gets reward from Allah, so that he pleases Allah Ta'ala. That is also very meritorious, and he will get his reward accordingly. Because his action is within the ambit of one who fights so that the word of Allah may reign supreme. That he is doing that also, if he is doing it for akhirat, then that is also, he wants the deen, by namaz also, by tilawat, by learning deen, by teaching deen. He wants the deen of Allah to be superior, he will be regarded from amongst those people as well. Then there are a few additional points. A person may be engaged in an action that is outwardly good. A person may engage in an action that is outwardly good and may claim that his intention is noble. However, only such an intention which is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala will be rewarded by him. We can easily fool people that we are doing this and we are being very noble and very pious. But by Allah, what his intention is, and that is relevant to the subject on intention, that according to his intention he will be dealt with by Allah Ta'ala. And accordingly Allah Ta'ala will reward him. A person should be careful not to succumb to their base desires or incline towards worldly motives when engaging in any noble action. A person who does a very great action, he goes for Hajj for example, he spends a huge amount, or single-handed he builds a masjid builds a masjid, all these great things, then that's the intention which seems so subtle, which is hidden, he should work on that also. Otherwise this whole big edifice and this whole big action of his will be null and void. So therefore intention is very important. On the other hand, a person might not seem to be so pious. He seems like an ordinary layman as far as deen is concerned. But his intention is very good. That person will get great reward by Allah Ta'ala. And there are many such people who do great social humanitarian work. Outwardly, if we see them, we won't see like any sign of piety in them. But they sacrifice almost everything for the benefit of mankind, and they do it for the pleasure of Allah, not for name, not for fame, and nobody knows them. They like a nobody. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali should say, be a nobody and do the work of everybody. Such a person is very fortunate. He seems to be nothing in the eyes of people, but by Allah he has got a very great position. On the other hand, if we are seem to be very noble and pious outwardly, but our intention is not correct, then we are nothing by Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us proper intention and to do everything correctly. Wa ashiru da'wana.